Ben and the American Fork High School.
American Fork High School. This is Phil Haynes. We're together at BBI on October 4th. Captured his music effect. Looking forward to seeing you in so much better weather conditions. Okay, some beautiful sonorities coming through. I think we could look at how we are using our miking. Maybe a little bit more reverb more consistently in some of the other players. I hear the reverb in the soprano sax, but not consistently in the other players. Maybe it's how the miking is being done. And the balance of in between the miking is inconsistent. So the flute is going to need to be a lot more prominent, and I'm really not aware of the alto sax. So let's look at how we're using that miking there. Okay, so in this stadium, I'm not getting the clarity of the line through that. I appreciate the demands of covering the field for that moment, but the clarity of thought on this theme, not as consistently realized in terms of control of balance. Maybe we're having balance issues out there. I appreciate the attention to detail in terms of balancing the percussion, though. Good for you. Yeah, really interesting how that we throw the Barber Seville melody around the field within the woodwind sections. And now including the brass. Yeah, generally well handled. There's minor but noticeable timing issues that are inhibit at times. And the balance of all the sections up here is not consistent. Oh, nice. De Crescendo brought us right down. Good for you. The descending line through the woodwinds works well. It's well coordinated visually. Yeah, so the bass drums, at least here, come off as fairly heavy-handed in that moment where we're trying to go for a delicate texture. Don't know if that's just related to this field, but it just came off heavy. Nice job with the trumpets. Yeah, timing is becoming more of a recurring issue. Yeah. It's coming off as really thick up here. And it's not resolving. It's going for quite a while there. There we go. Yeah. Just a coordination between the visual and musical book, the sophistication of how we are supporting and changing textures within the percussion section as well as within the wind section. Appreciate that level of sophistication and design. Yeah, really intelligent, really well done. Yeah, could we get some visual support for those last impact moments within the winds? It ends not as satisfyingly as I think you'd want, and I don't think that's a musical design issue. That's a lack of visual support for that ending. Give us more of a moment than we currently have. Feels a little incomplete at this moment. Okay, so we're drawing attention. Yeah. Nice transition with the soprano sax. What I was saying is we are drawing attention, obviously, to the scissors over there. Seemed like a fairly long transition to get her all the way back there. Yeah, generally, it's an interesting, I was trying to identify it, because I'm hearing the treble. There's not a lot of clarity coming out at that point with the soprano sax. Cute play acting with the trumpet soloist and the haircut idea. So there's a lot of use of the trade-off from the woodwinds to the brass within the program, and it is somewhat... consistent, then I'm going to hear the woodwinds to the right side and the brass to the left. So staging has a bit of a consistency or a repetitiveness of feel at this point in terms of the use of the particular acoustic device of the woodwinds versus brass. Nice coordinated moment at the end. Well resolved. Good use of visual support for the ending as well. Again, we got the woodwinds right. Woodwind side two, brass side one. Again, well-coordinated in the use of the percussion. A little bit heavy in the percussion that time, but efforts are noted. Yeah, our ability to control the field is not as strong as you're going to want it in terms of keeping the pulse consistent, but definitely in terms of evaluating the content and the demands within the content, the ability to control pulse across the field is definitely one that is recognized and is a very... difficult one to overcome. You're not as successful today as you're going to want to be, though. Yeah, nice handling of the change of pulse here. Cadential extension. Yeah, strong resolve, good use of the dynamics at the end of the piece. Okay. So a lot of the construction of the show seems to go with woodwind choir playing something, brass answering, and it seems to be somewhat... Oh, that's a word. It happens a lot, I guess I'll just say, where we have the woodwind side one playing a motive, playing something somewhat close to the original, the brass coming on in answer to it. So we got a consistency in terms of staging. The woodwinds virtually always, in my mind, in my memory, always come from the right. The brass always come from the left. So it's somewhat repetitive there. The gesture idea of going woodwind into brass is also somewhat repetitive within there. So that's somewhat of a limitation in my mind. In terms of the construction of the show, it's very obviously not something you're going to do anything about within the year now, given the nature of our of our seasons. I think the performance level is solid. Timing for me was a significant issue today. I appreciate the sophistication of the percussion book in particular, the coordination of the battery to what's going on in the winds in particular stuck out to me as a strong positive within the show. The performance level for me from a timing standpoint wasn't there tonight, and the others I've already commented on. I enjoyed the program a great deal both times I've seen it. I hope my comments have been of some help, and I want to wish you the best of luck through the rest of your season. Thank you very much.